From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. The U.S. and Cuba are closer to reestablishing diplomatic relations, but if you ask Cubans what they want out of all of this, they're likely to tell you they just want to get online. Only 5% of Cuba's 11 million people have full private access to the Internet. That's one of the lowest levels in the world. It's also a human rights issue. Cuba's government says it wants half the population wired by the end of this decade, yet it's reluctant to give Cubans such a powerful information tool. But here's the bottom line. Cuba can't rebuild its ragged economy if it doesn't build the web.
Por ejemplo, a ver, si ahora yo te hiciera una cosa como esta y te la mando.
Which is why fledgling Cuban entrepreneurs like Victor Rodriguez have been visiting Miami lately. Victor is a bikini maker. He came here this month looking for business advice and swimwear fabric to buy wholesale. But the thing he wanted to see the most was the Internet and how businesses here in the U.S. use it for everything from sales to supply chain to market research.
Los ojos me brillan, ¿no? Me brillan así.
My eyes light up when I see how greatly the Internet could expand my horizons as a business owner, Victor told me. I met Victor in a restaurant in Wynwood, which, not coincidentally, is Miami's high-tech center. He was having lunch with Miami bikini entrepreneur Mel Valenzuela. He'd met her through the Cuba Study Group, a Washington think tank that promotes U.S.-Cuba engagement. Mel owns the online swimwear store Pretty Beachy. She's also a U.S.-born Cuban-American. Mel wants to connect with the birthplace of her parents. Part of that is showing Cuban business owners like Victor how to operate online.
Being so limited is crazy. He wants to do so much, and there's so much ambition, there's so much drive, and then at the same time, there's so many things holding him back. So, like, what could take us a second to figure out? He's had to learn with whatever he finds.
Mel shows Victor some of the basics of online business, like line sheets, pages that display your product line and pricing information. Victor is a former math professor, and as he listens to Mel, you can see he's calculating how he could run with all of this.
Caramba, me gustaría insertarme en ese asunto de...
He talks about finding a photographer back in Havana who could take the kind of high-resolution product photos he would need. Mel, meanwhile, is checking out the samples of the popular crocheted bikinis Victor has brought from his shop in Cuba, and she's thinking aloud how well they might sell on Pretty Beachy's site.
They have what we're looking for, which is, you know, product. They got that. I mean, with the right partnership, you know, with the right web designer and all of that, yeah.
But the big question is how soon and to what extent Cuban President Raul Castro will let private businesses employ the Internet this way. Another Cuban entrepreneur, Caridad Limonta, is having lunch with Mel and Victor. Caridad owns a garment business called Procle. She thinks the Cuban government will realize sooner than later that Castro's market economic reforms can't work if they don't include the web.
Debo de ir a un hotel, sacar mi tarjeta, que me cuesta 5 CUC.
Caridad tells me a big reason she needs the Internet is to monitor fashion trends. In recent months, the government has offered Cubans a few hours of free Internet in places like public plazas. But Caridad usually has to travel to a hotel and spend $5 an hour to go online. I should be spending that time and money, she says, making my product. As this working lunch comes to a close, Mel Valenzuela walks Victor and Caridad through an online business transaction using their businesses as examples. When she's done, Victor stands up and enthusiastically shakes her hand.
Ya estamos haciendo negocio.
I just made my first online deal, he shouts for all of Wynwood to hear, and his eyes do light up. Legislation was just introduced in the U.S. Senate to loosen the trade embargo and let U.S. companies do more Internet business with Cuba. Next week, in part two of our Cuba Online report, we'll look at the U.S. and South Florida tech entrepreneurs competing to get Cubans like Victor and Caridad on the web. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.